Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. After our brief tangent to discuss people who did great things to the Beis HaMikdash and are remembered with praise, and those who did not and are who did bad things and are remembered with disgrace, we are now returning to the Kohen Gadol, who is standing before the two goats and the lottery box. And so the first Mishnah of the fourth parak says, Taraf Bekalfi, he would reach into the box. So the Kohen Gadol will reach two hands into the box and mix the lots around and take one in each hand. And he takes out both lots, one in each hand. Echad Kosovo Lav Lashem, one of these lots, as we had previously noted, but it wasn't in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is telling us now, one of these lots says on it, Lashem, for God, or to God, and it uses, of course, Shem Hashem there, not Shem, but the name Yud, He, Vav, He, that we of course, know is the printed name of Hashem. Ve'echad, Kasuv Alav La'Azazel. And the second one says, La'Azazel. Azazel means a rocky, craggy mountain. And so we're saying that's where we're sending this animal. The Torah dictates that this animal needs to be sent out to a rocky, craggy mountain. And so the one says Lashem, and one says La'Azazel, and the Kohen Gadol has got one of these in each of his hands, and he takes them as he takes them out of the box. Now, we have previously noted that the Kohen Gadol is standing accompanied by two other leaders of the kahuna. The Sgan Kohen Gadol, the associate Kohen Gadol, the number two man, is on his right, and the Hasgan Mimino, the Rosh Beis Av Mismolo, and on his left is the head of the Beis Av, the subdivision of the Mishmar that is working in the Beis HaMikdash today. And so these two leaders of the Kuna are standing next to him, one on his right and one on his left. These guys look at the lots that the Kohen Gadol has picked out of the box. Imshel Shem Ala Bimino. If the lot that says Lashem is in for God is in his right hand, then Hasagan, the associate Kohen Gadol, who is standing on his right and sees this, says, Omer lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbei Yemincha, sir Kohen Gadol, raise your right hand, right? Because that's the one that says Lashem on it. So raise your right hand. However, the Imshel Shem Ala Bismolo, but if the one on the right is not the Lashem, it's La'Azazel. And it is the one on the left that is Lashem. Imshel Shem Ala Bismolo, Rosh Beis Av Omer Lo. Then the Rosh Beis Av, who is standing on the left-hand side, sees it and says, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbei Smolcha. Sir Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand. In that way, he is raising the hand that says Lashem. Because obviously, we want to say Lashem above La'Azazel. And we want to put that on a higher level. At this point, he has to actually assign these lots to the goats. And so, Nisanan al Shnei Asirim. He puts the two lots on the two goats. The goats are standing in front of him, one on the right and one on the left. And he puts down the lots, the right-hand lot on the goat on the right, and the left-hand lot on the goat on the left. And he says, when he's putting the Lashem onto the goat, whether it's with his right hand or with his left hand, the Omer Lashem Chatas, he declares this animal is a Chatas, a Korban Chatas for Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees slightly. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Lo Hayatzorach Omer Chatas. It is a Korban Chatas, but Rabbi Yishmael says you don't have to say that. Everybody knows that. You just have to say Ela Lashem. He only has to say for God. And it's obvious that this is the chatas, the goat chatas. And here too, whether he says Lashem chatas or he says just Lashem, he is saying the Shem HaMeforash once again. And as we know, every time that the Kohen Gadol would say Shem HaMeforash, all of the people who would hear it would throw themselves on the floor and bow with full prostration to Hashem. Veheinon Nachrav, and they respond to the Shem Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Ol Yolam Vayed. Blessed is his holy name, the honor, glory of his name, and his kingdom forever. So we are respecting, right? Kishem Hashem Ekra B'Kod Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, everybody give praise to God, and that's what we're doing when we hear the Shem Hashem.